good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok, on a Friday morning. And as we head to the end of the week, we also remember that we have programming that goes right on in through the weekend. We have a lot of weekend listeners and people who listen every day, of course, and that has to be supported.
David, you're absolutely right. The great thing about a community is when a group like WAMC gets together with a mission, and the mission is to keep it going so that we could all hear it in the morning. Now, people have been putting money into the lockbox, and we have the ability to go into this fund drive with half of it knocked out. But it's going to mean that everybody has to do a little something right now. In fact, there's a record going on, and the record is to beat our own selves in our collective actions. So everybody do something, WAMC.org, and then there's a box there that says, put something into the lockbox, and you do it, and that'll be great.
Heading to France, where we're learning now in the New York Times this morning, Al-Qaeda-trained suspect in Paris attack, according to officials, Saeed Kouachi, 34 years old, one of the brothers suspected of killing 12 people in the attack on Charlie Hebdo. And this thing just keeps growing.
You know, David, it is so interesting that we see in this case the specter of brothers. And it has to come into every single mind that the Boston Marathon accusations have been leveled against a pair of brothers, one of whom is now gone. And I don't know whether it's a sense of naivete or brainwashing or just plain stupidity, but a great tragedy has occurred here. And Qaeda is apparently responsible, at least according to this morning's New York Times, is suspected of being responsible for training these young men and then setting them back into the population. It is going to really unleash the wrath of heaven against Qaeda. And I'm telling you now, I'm worried, because when the nations of this world decide enough is enough, they will do what they have to do, and there will be unsuspecting and other people who will suffer because of civil liberties. Some civil liberties have been taken away, but I'm sure it's going to happen.
Massachusetts Republican Governor Charlie Baker scheduled to begin his first full day in office today. He has some early morning cabinet meeting, Alan, but we have a Republican governor in Massachusetts now, and he heads into his first full year.
Well, in Massachusetts, if you're going to be a good governor and you're a Republican, you have to act middle of the road as a Democrat or as somebody who embraces Democratic values. Otherwise, you'll be in a war yourself and you won't be able to get anything done and you won't be able to govern. But we've seen in Massachusetts that when governors like Bill Weld and others decide that they can work well with the Democrats, that things can be quite productive and that the governors can be popular. You know, David, I'm thinking a little bit about Chris Gibson, and there's speculation on many people's lips that he is going to run for governor in 2018. And then by announcing that he's not going to run for a fourth term, he's basically started all of these folk doing that. Now, when you vote for a guy for Congress, that person, as a Republican, is going to vote for the Republican leadership. And that turns a lot of Democrats off. On the other hand, if you're going to run for governor, that's a whole other approach to governing. You don't have to pay allegiance the same way to a Speaker Boehner or somebody else. And by the way, it was a big tip-off that Gibson decided not to vote for Boehner in this last election.